Previously on White Collar.
I found the ring. It's Peter.
I saw your ring.
What are you thinking?
None of us have those rings.
Hello, Kate. We need to talk about Neil.
Neil stole a piece. This one is special. It's a music box.
You have the right to remain silent.
I didn't know this. I was set up by someone very close to you. Now I'm positive it's Fowler.
Fowler?
I got to tap my phone.
Found this stuck on my home phone.
I'm not done with this investigation, bro.
Neither am I.
Kate.
You can't trust anyone.
Kate. She wants this music box. There's something inside it.
It's holding some secret.
I want to see it.
I'm going to need some time.
Good weekend?
Great. New York won 4-3 in double overtime. How was the Guggenheim?
Excellent. Saw a rumination on the physicality of space and the nature of sculpture.
Glad I missed it.
I gotcha.
David Sullivan is waiting for you in the conference room.
Oh, perfect.
What's wrong?
He's been calling all week about a mortgage fraud case. It's a pretty cut and dry foreclosure. I don't know what else we can do for him.
He brought his little girl.
Oh, jeez. Let's play in the sympathy car.
Is it working?
Thanks. Let's go talk to him.
You need me for this? You're uncomfortable around the 6-year-old.
I don't speak that language.
I do?
Yeah, you do, Peter Pan. Come on.
Mr. Sullivan? And this must be...
Allison.
That's a 515 form. Not a car involved. I'm sure the Bureau will get by without it. Curbs that artistic ability.
What's going on, Mr. Sullivan?
The bank forecloses on our home in a week.
Mr. Sullivan's father recently passed.
Sorry to hear that.
He left them his home, and before his death, he took out a second mortgage on it.
He didn't take out a second mortgage. He would never do that. Someone cheated us.
I looked at your case, Mr. Sullivan. I'm sorry, but things like this happen.
Was your father in debt?
He wasn't in debt. I know him.
Do you? Last 3 years of his life, he was in an extended care center. You only visited 4 times. I told you. I looked at your case.
Look. My dad was a hard man. Near the end of his life, he wanted to get to know his granddaughter. She got us past our differences. He wanted to give her a home to grow up, and that's how I know my father wouldn't take out a second mortgage to play blackjack, okay? You're our last chance.
That's you.
We'll look into it. No promises.
It's pretty cut and dry. The bank has paperwork signed and notarized. See why you didn't want to take this on.
Maybe I'm glad I changed my mind.
Find someone?
Try to call the NYPD detective Sullivan spoke to originally.
Yeah?
Turns out, he's retired.
So?
How many detectives you know retired? 35.
It's worth looking into. Think we should ask him for coffee?
I never say no to coffee. Mr. Herrera, thanks for coming. I'm Agent Burke.
Who's this?
I'm with the FBI.
No. He's with the FBI. Fed couldn't afford those cufflinks.
Retired detective, you don't seem out of practice.
He didn't answer my question.
He's my consultant. We're investigating the Sullivan case.
Really? Why?
Mr. Sullivan has a daughter, and Peter's a sucker for kids.
You know, you cleared over 90% of your cases. Don't mind me asking. What made you all of a sudden turn in your resignation?
Why? Well, I got tired of the grind. Look, I swung an early pension. Look, I don't know if you're recording this conversation, but I don't have anything to say. I appreciate the coffee.
Whoa. You burned your career for this case. You're just going to walk away.
Like I said, I got nothing to say. Sullivan's a dud. Let it go. Thanks for the coffee. Let me leave a tip.
Oh, yeah.
I insist. The least I can do.
That was crazy.
lunatic.
$4.76.
For three cups of coffee.
Pretty generous for a retired cop's salary.
Very generous. And very specific.
$4.76. Could be an area code.
Not in America.
Badge number?
I don't think so.
For a dud case, Herrera generated a lot of paperwork.
Yeah, he did. Wait, what have we got here? 476.
What is it?
It's an ID number for a federal district judge. They stamp these on the files for every case you preside over.
Judge Michelle Clark.
Do you know her?
No. Herrera said he was leaving a tip.
Yeah, maybe her honor's not so honorable.
Look, one cop already lost his job over this. You sure you want to go down this road?
Yeah, I do.
Anything on Judge Clark?
As your legal counsel, I advise you to peruse the following exhibits.
All right, court orders,
search warrants. This is everything Fowler used when he arrested me for the diamond heist.
Check out the fine print. She was Fowler's go-to judge while he was investigating you.
What's her name doing on search warrants? Peter and I are working the mortgage fraud scam.
Warrants which, if they'd been reviewed by an impartial judge, may have been thrown out.
So Fowler's got a judge in his pocket.
That's handy.
He's gonna love this.
Have I taught you nothing?
Fowler's got Kate. If his pet judge is dirty, I can use it against him.
Right. You tell the suit, he files a report, and Fowler sees you coming. Secrets are safer. And when you say Fowler's got Kate...
He does.
What does the suit think? Your keeper and I actually agree on something. What if she's working with Fowler?
I need to talk to her, and then I'll know.
Do you trust your FBI, buddy?
I trust him. Till I can't.
Vague, in a Zen kind of way. Look, he met with Kate. He must know how to get a hold of her. Do you trust him enough to deliver a message?
Her Honor, Judge Clark. How does this nice face get a detective to take an early pension?
She must have a lot of pull.
Clark deals primarily in probate law. Her last case was...
the Sullivan House.
Look at these. 9 properties over the past 2 years, taken by various banks. She presided over all of them. Hey, hon.
Hey, how would you like to come home for lunch?
I'd like that a lot.
Good. I'm trying out a new caterer for an upcoming event.
I would love your opinion on the food.
Oh, what's the menu?
Well, samplings of pate,
couscous, a lot of fancy stuff.
You know how much I love stuff.
And feel free to bring Neil.
Oh, that's why you're calling. You want to borrow him?
I want to borrow his palette. And yours as well.
My wife's inviting you to lunch. Good thing is I get to come along, too.
Stop playing with the button.
I want to get the map thing.
Blind spot. Got it.
I need to ask you about Kate.
I told you everything.
You didn't tell me how you contacted her.
I'm a Fed. If I want to find someone, I do.
Can you get a message to her?
I can try. What do you want to say?
Tell her I'm starting to wonder if the bottle really did mean goodbye.
Hey, honey.
Elizabeth, thanks for the invite. Foie gras.
Yeah, I have a lot of it, so I want you guys to try this one first, okay?
Oh, that's great.
I haven't had time to try them, but they look good.
Yeah, delicious.
Okay, that's why I wanted to invite Neil.
Why, because he's a good liar?
No, because he appreciates fine cuisine.
Which this is not. No one could lie that well.
Ooh, yeah, that does smell bad. Thank God you guys tried it first. Okay, his caterer's off my list.
So who was the other unfortunate guinea pig?
No one.
Well, then why are the 2 coffee cups on the table?
Oh, I made coffee for the cable guy. He went out this morning, so he came by to fix it.
They got someone out here fast.
When did you call them?
Actually, they called me. They accidentally cut a power line down the street. They were fixing the cable, so they sent someone. I thought it was a little strange, too, but I actually asked the neighbors, and their cable went out as well. Why? What's wrong?
The number you have dialed is not...
Where's the galley your new client's hosting?
It's at the Met next week.
I love the Met. They have this fantastic Matisse I've always admired. It's on the second floor, right near the fire exit.
Al, I am pissed off. Mentioned the cable guy. Why aren't you telling me? Is it Fowler?
I don't want to talk about it here.
It's gonna be more inside.
I'll take care of it. No, you can't go through the normal channels. OPR has too much reach inside the bureau.
What do you suggest?
I know a cleaning guy. Does a great job on my place.
No way, not him.
Honey, we have to put a stop to this.
All right, fine. Call your guy, but I want someone I can trust watching him. In case he... whatever he does.
In case he... case he what?
He's... odd.
In a good way.
Who is this guy?
Mrs. Suit, I take it.
Honey, this is...
the cleaner.
Are you selling vacuums?
I do not take your assumption as an affront, but as vindication of my ability to blend in.
So, what are you doing?
He's taking care of our bug problem. Is that a night vision spotting scope?
Oh, $50. Russian military surplus.
Why do you have it?
Well, the real question is, why don't you?
Well, in any case, we really appreciate your help.
Hey, Jones.
Hey.
Thanks for coming.
Yeah.
All right, listen. That's him. Make sure Elizabeth is safe.
Got it. Nice.
Thanks, Neil, for walking Satch.
Anytime.
So, you sure he won't try anything?
Do you have any rare paintings or coins?
No.
You'll be okay.
Is this Gorham silverware? It's rather unique.
Maybe you should keep an eye on him.
Yeah.
Oh, a Baccarat vase.
Well, I don't know what case you guys are working on, but wrap it up fast, okay? Come on, Satch.
Think he'll be okay here?
I don't think he bugged the dog.
Amateur.
I don't want to stick around to find out.
Me either. Besides, you have some explaining to do.
The Fowler trying to protect his pocket judge for Operation Mentor. Why didn't you tell me?
I was getting to it.
He knows I pulled our detective's file.
He realizes you're on his trail. He comes after you.
Us. Comes after us.
Maybe we can get to him first through Judge Clark.
This thing Fowler wants from you, the music box. Better play one catchy tune.
It's worth it.
Why aren't guys like you always interested in antiques with a dangerous history?
Because they have a lasting impact. Look at how they're affecting us right now.
Unbelievable. We are about to go after a federal judge.
It's worth it to take down Fowler.
Okay. We stop the judge from taking the Sullivan home. Then we get her disrobed. You know what I meant. If we lean on her hard enough, she'll flip on Fowler. You know what I meant. That's not what I meant.
I got those files you requested on Judge Clark.
Good job, Bryce. Get the crew together. We are going to pore over everything. Scout for any discrepancies on every deed and foreclosure notice we've got, starting with the Sullivan home.
Okay.
What is it?
Good to see you again, Agent Burke.
What are you doing here?
I'm working on a project in New York.
Operation Mentor?
I can't comment on that. In fact, I would say you're not supposed to know it even exists.
You can pin this one on me. You like pinning things on me, right?
Agent Fowler. Received your request this morning. We'll set you up in one of our offices.
Are you working out of here?
Oh, relax, Burke. Just borrowing your phones for a little while.
All right, everyone. Take five. We'll reconvene later. You got something?
Maybe. Sullivan's father, Michael, signed the original mortgage in November of 1962. This is his signature on the second mortgage he supposedly took out.
Supposedly?
Yeah, there is a mild hesitation mark and a loop of the L. It's a forgery.
You're sure?
Yeah, forging a signature is all about confidence. Here, sign this. Programmed over years to write letters a certain way. You try to mimic someone else's and your own style will always creep in. But turn the signature upside down and it becomes nothing more than a drawing. All you have to do is copy the lines. Your preconceptions about letters go away and you have a perfect signature.
It's a neat trick. Don't ever copy mine again.
Never again.
You have copied my signature.
Focus on the crime at hand.
Hey guys. What you doing?
You need something, Fowler? But I'm going to get clearance from the Bureau to talk to a judge.
You need clearance?
To talk to a federal judge? Yeah. And you're going to stay here. Last time you were in a judge's chamber, jumped out the window.
Agent Peter Burke is here to see you.
Judge Clark.
Thank you for taking the time to see me.
Please have a seat. How can I help you?
I'm here investigating a foreclosure dispute filed by Mr. David Sullivan. You were the judge overseeing Sullivan's estate.
I'm sorry, I don't seem to recall that case.
Maybe these will refresh your memory.
I thought this case was settled.
It was, by you. But we found some discrepancies in the signatures.
Discrepancies?
Forgeries. Enough for me to reopen the case.
Good luck, Agent Burke. Handwriting analysis won't have enough weight to restart the investigation. You got more than this?
I've got you. 9 suspicious foreclosures, and you're the common denominator.
What sort of salary does an FBI agent make?
Excuse me?
I'm curious. An agent of your stature, $140 a year at most?
Why do you ask?
It's a shame you don't make enough for the services you provide. For what you do, the risks you take, I think you deserve double that.
What are you proposing?
Nothing. I'm simply suggesting that you should make a lot more money for the work that you're doing. Or not doing, for that matter. I think you deserve a bonus, Agent Burke.
What kind of bonus are we talking?
$250,000. Does that interest you?
It might.
Perhaps we should continue this conversation next week somewhere less official.
Perhaps we can.
Good luck on your case. I hope you don't run into a wall.
We'll be in touch.
Hey, miss anything good?
She offered me a bribe.
Really? How much are you worth?
$250,000.
That's it?
Yeah.
If I'd known you were that cheap, I would have bribed you myself.
No amount of money would have been as satisfying as catching you the first time. Or the second.
No one likes a bragger. So we have ourselves a dirty judge.
I think we do. I'll put in a request with Hughes to authorize a sting.
Fowler.
It's me.
What happened?
Agent Burke came to see me, like you said.
Yep.
I offered him the money.
He said yes?
He didn't say no.
Send me the tape.
No.
What?
That tape is my get-out-of-jail-free card.
I want the mortgage fraud file sealed first.
I can't do that.
Yes, you can.
You want Burke? Seal my files.
Yeah, it won't be processed till tomorrow morning.
Well, then that's when you'll get your tape.
Thank you. Whoa, old investigation?
More like Peter's surveillance photos. I used to work as an assistant manager at an art gallery downtown. There was a theft, and Peter was the lead investigator.
You were a suspect.
I was a witness, but he wanted to know if I had a boyfriend.
More like add you to the list of corporate, government. I mean, how charming.
Anyways, he kept droning on about this Italian restaurant, but didn't have the courage to ask me out. So I gave him a hint.
Misappropriating FBI resources to follow a girl.
It's been known to happen.
The suit is sly.
He's a bit of a bad boy.
What's going on here?
Oh, we were just wrapping up for the night.
We? Huh? Are you a team now? Will you be finishing up soon?
Oh, I'll need a few more days. The downstairs is clear, but the upstairs is still a potential minefield.
So you're telling us that we shouldn't sleep in our own bedroom?
Do either of you talk in your sleep?
He no. Does.
Jones, drive him home.
Oh, nice try, Suit. Nice try. Havisham, out.
Don't forget the pate.
Already packed.
Did you do anything suspicious?
More amusing than anything else.
Thanks, Jones. Get some rest.
Yeah.
Night.
Good night.
So, where are we going to sleep tonight? Who says you can't camp in New York City?
I owe you for this, Al.
Well, you can start with dinner.
Saturday night? Italian?
It's a date.
Oh, it is like Grand Central in here. Hughes, come on in.
Peter. Evening, Elizabeth.
Hello, Reese.
Why, you're camping?
Long story. What's wrong?
I need to speak to Peter.
Of course.
Thanks, hon.
I'm not here in an official capacity. I'm here as your friend. OPR has launched an investigation into you.
Why?
Did you take a bribe from the judge?
I spoke with Judge Clark today.
Did she offer you money?
Yes.
Did you say no?
I went to her office, told her about our investigation, and she responded with a bribe. I wanted to play it out, see where it led. You'd have done the same thing.
Maybe. OPR's got you on videotape. Fowler's presenting it tomorrow morning. I can't protect you, Peter.
Yeah. Hughes could lose his job for what he just told me.
This guy, Fowler, he's not gonna stop?
No. I'll fix it.
How?
He's got me on tape. Honey, I've gotta go.
Don't apologize.
Last clue I had led me to Seville, and then nothing.
Has your federale contacted Kate?
No, nothing yet.
Or maybe we have something.
No name. Return address is a P.O. box.
Did your chess move? Could it be from Kate?
She doesn't like chess. Interesting. They open with black.
Unusual. Symbolically making you virtuous white. Who do you think it is?
I don't know.
Elizabeth.
It's Peter. He needs your help.
Doing here?
Sketching up on some work.
You heard about the OPR investigation?
Yeah, well, I might have gotten around. Look, with all this going on, I figured you could use some extra hands.
Thanks, Jones. Just gonna make a fresh pot.
Let me help you out.
Thanks.
We might want to put on more than one.
Break into a judge's office and steal a videotape.
Well, yes. Do you have a better idea?
Do you have any idea how dangerous it is to break into federal property, a judge's chambers, no less?
You broke out of one. But if you don't do this, Peter could go to prison.
And if I do, I could go back.
You owe him.
All right, once you get some rest, then we'll handle it.
Handle, right. Like a doorknob.
Thank you. Thank you both.
Get off, sir. Do you have any idea how we're going to do this?
Okay. Fowler is sending his private courier to pick up the tape at 8 a.m.
Right, you got the approach?
Don't I always? The courier truck will pull up to the front entrance and check in. When the driver steps out of the truck, I will stall him. This one's me.
I figured. How are you gonna stall?
With my obvious charm, of course.
Do we have a backup?
Ha. I scouted the building. There's a security camera blind spot over here. So while I stall...
I come out of the blind spot dressed as the same courier.
Exactly.
All right. Any luck getting your hands on a uniform?
It's oddly difficult to find a tailor in the dead of night, but I did the best I could.
Is this a park ranger uniform?
Maybe.
With an iron on.
I couldn't find a thimble. Oh, don't forget this.
Oh, and a BB gun.
Would you prefer a real one?
No.
Now, you go into the office as the courier and pick up the tape. Then you use this.
What's a refrigerator magnet supposed to be?
A refrigerator magnet. But it's actually a high-grade neodymium magnet.
Which will erase the tape.
Yes, thoroughly. Then you change clothes... Hand over the newly blanked tape to the actual courier.
No one knows I was there.
And everybody stays out of jail.
You think this will work?
All nine of Judge Clark's suspicious foreclosures have the same criteria. The target is a recently deceased elderly person who's lost contact with the family, primarily middle class.
What about the banks and loan officers?
Different in every case. The judge is the only constant. These cases originally came to her court as standard estate litigation. She's been in a perfect position to scout out the weaker families. Since the families are estranged, they have to assume that the additional mortgages are legit. And even if they didn't, they wouldn't have enough money to fight the bank's court.
So either the family pays up or they lose everything.
The average price tag of a bogus loan is $350,000.
So where does the money go?
That's the question. David Sullivan's foreclosure is still in progress, so let's follow the money.
Hey, we're down.
What? What?
Someone just took the judge's files. What now?
We go back to the source. Officer Herrera.
What do you want, Burke?
I got close to Clark. Now I'm about to lose my job. You tried to warn me.
I didn't do anything.
I'm going down. Clark's coming with me.
Look, whoever's giving this judge cover... They won't stop at you. You understand that, right? They're going to go after your friends, your family.
That's why it's got to stop. I need the evidence that proves she's dirty. I need to find the money that she got from the Sullivan loan.
I got shut down when I requested a search warrant of the judge's chambers. Start there.
It'd be nearly impossible to get into, but a great place to hide it. I owe you one. Thanks.
You're Ray, right?
Yeah, I'm Ray.
I thought it was you. I figured you'd have the face of a mouth breather.
We have a problem here?
You're damn right we do, Tiny. You were supposed to deliver a very sensitive package to me at my house. Instead, you gave it to my mother. You know what kind of trouble I'm in? Because of you? If she sees what's in that package...
What was in the package?
That's none of your business!
Hey, you need to pick up a package from Judge Clark?
Yes, just a sec.
She's gonna take everything from me, man. The free dinners, the free laundry, the free basement. Is that what you want?
No.
You want me penniless in the street without a shirt? You want me shirtless?
No, God, no!
This is to be handed to Agent Fowler personally.
Understood.
Nobody but him can sign for it. Clear?
Thanks. I'll take care of it.
You got the wrong guy here.
Oh, I do. Do I? You're going to tell me that you are not Ray Collins.
No. See, I'm Ray Hoffmeister.
Oh, man. I'm so sorry. Wrong Ray. I'm sure this happens to you all the time.
Actually, no.
Well, if you see Collins, you tell him I'm coming after him, okay?
Yeah, sure.
Hey! About time you got here. Must have to deliver this thing myself. Make sure Agent Feller receives this personally.
I will. Just sign right here, please.
Yeah.
I'm sorry for the delay.
With Herrera. He thinks the judge keeps the cash evidence in her chambers.
You know where exactly?
Not yet. Meet me in the office.
I'll take care of
you. On my way.
Anything in her chambers?
No, but I made it look like someone tried to. You good to go?
She doesn't seem happy.
What are they saying?
Someone's been here. What did they take? I don't know. It doesn't seem like they took anything. The safe hasn't been touched. There's a safe in there and you didn't even try?
I didn't have time. Stay focused.
We're compromised. I need to move everything. Today's no good. Tomorrow's clear. Tomorrow, cartoon.
At noon.
Sometimes it clicks. I don't know why. I modified it myself. Get me a deposit box at Certified National immediately. And they're gone. You gonna tell the suit?
As soon as he's out of his meeting.
Fowler requested a tap on your phone.
Garrett? So what exactly do you want to show me?
I'll let the evidence speak for itself.
there anything recorded on this?
They must have sent the wrong tape.
Until you have the right one, stop wasting my time.
I don't suppose you had anything to do with Fowler's blank tape.
Blank tape?
Thanks.
I have no idea what you're talking about. Oh, but you should thank your wife.
Okay. That bought us some more time. We need to make sure the money is in the judge's chamber.
It is.
And remove it.
She will. Tomorrow at noon. I even got the name of the bank where she's dumping it. We can take her down there.
Your information on the judge and the money wasn't obtained legally, was it? We need probable cause for search and seizure on whatever's on her person.
Wait, you telling me you can't arrest her with a briefcase full of money?
That's right. I can't. Maybe someone else can.
How do we let Fowler know the judge is moving the money?
He's tapping my phone.
Agent Burke's making a call.
I mean, if it's his wife, I'm uninterested.
It's Caffrey.
Should we be talking about this on the phone?
This is my cell. We're fine. Listen, Judge Clark says if I don't pay her soon, she'll send the real tape to Fowler.
What are you going to do?
Get the money together.
She wants it by noon today or no deal. I'll need your help with the drop.
Where is it?
Certified National on
51st and 2nd.
Okay. I'll be there. I'm sorry about this, Peter.
Why are you sorry?
Well, we both know why this is happening. The music box.
We got everything we need. Let's mobilize the team. I'm first on scene. We take that break. You got that?
By the way, it's quarter to 12.
I better get there.
Give me the tape.
What are you talking about?
You think you can double-cross me? I know what you have in here.
I didn't double-cross you.
This is a setup.
What's going on, Fowler?
Don't say a word. Let me handle this. What the hell do you think you're doing?
Assisting you. You're about to close a high-profile case. You're arresting Judge Clark on mortgage fraud. Cash in hand. Unfortunately, this means no more pet judge. No more rubber stamps on your warrant.
You have no authorization for this.
Of course I have. You gave it to me. This is your signature, isn't it? Because if it is, you're a hero. If not, well, I'm not sure how to explain what you're doing here.
Judge Clark, you're under arrest.
What?
You have the right to remain silent. I highly recommend you exercise that right.
This is a big win, Garrett.
Great work.
Yeah.
Great work.
Hey, how's the interrogation going?
It's really mad in there.
Is that good cop, bad cop?
No, you need a good cop for that.
She's plea bargaining out. Confessing to mortgage fraud.
Just mortgage fraud?
I wonder who helped her arrange that deal.
Doesn't matter. She gave up resources at the bank, even the clerk that was helping her launder the money. She's going to get a reduced sentence.
She's taking advantage of the system.
I hate when people do that. Now that I work for the system, of course.
I appreciate your cooperation on this one, Peter. Next time I'm in from D.C., I'll give you a call.
Take some time to sort out all the paperwork, but no one's taking this from you now.
This is where she'll come home from her first day of school. Maybe her first date.
Your dad would be happy.
Yeah, he would. Thank you.
Oh. Color on this.
Hey,
the rest of the house is clear.
Yes, but your wiring belongs in a museum. You're living in a fire trap. The future is in copper wiring. I know a guy.
You've done more than enough. Thank you.
Moss, I'll lock you up.
Oh, thanks, Al.
Al? Moss?
Trust her. Guess they're okay here.
Mixed victory.
A lot of those lately. Oh.
You should be happy. Caught a dirty judge, got rid of Fowler.
He won't stay away as long as I have the music box.
As long as he thinks you have it.
Okay, I don't have it.
Oh, look at that. Telling the truth.
Did it hurt?
A little bit. Your turn. You back from Kate?
I did. Just two words. See Robert. Does that make any sense?
Yeah, Robert's your father.
You want to talk to him?
Won't be easy. He's dead.
Kind of macabre for a meeting place.
Sends a certain message.
Yeah. All hope abandoned, ye who enter here.
I called him.
Consider this your Kate intervention. It's time to think about giving up the chase.
No, thanks. There it is. Robert Morrell.
Kate's father. Flowers are a few days old. She's been here. Anything?
No. Maybe you guys were right. And then I'll hope.
Does that flower mean what I think it means?